if somebody is ill and they're looking real pale, they look real sick, you might say to that person that they look how?
They look bad.
They look bad? Yeah. Hey, what about the word peaked?
How would that mean?
Peaked.
I don't understand that word.
Okay. Somebody who can lift something very heavy or do hard work, we say this person is very...
Very tired.
Well, he gets very
straining,
tired.
Straining.
Okay. But the fact that he can lift all this and do all this work, he's a very what man?
Strong man.
Okay. If the person is very large, very heavy, has a lot of weight, we say this person is...
The Lord side pusher. People say money over average size.
Money over average. If a person is always happy, we might say this person is very... He never gets upset at things. We say this person is very... What? A person who's always happy, doesn't let things upset them.
Nothing upset him. He's happy.
He's happy. What about good-natured?
Well, a person in his good mind and health and strength, well, he's got good nature about it.
Okay. What does common man mean to you? Common man.
I don't hardly know what.
Somebody calls an individual a common man. What does this mean to you?
It means that man is all right to you. He's friendly. One thing like that, you know.
Could it possibly mean...
And accommodating, one thing or another. If you want a favor, you go to a man sort of like that, or you get a favor out of it. You go to him and speak to him right, you know.
Is there some way that this could mean something against a person? If you call a person a common man, where it would mean you're...
Well, something like this, yeah. Now. A common man, like that, you say now. He ain't accommodating to you or nobody else. He's selfish, man. He won't try to help you no way. He just looking out for himself, you know.
Would that be a common man?
That's right. That's what we call him out here. He ain't friendly. Ain't no accommodation in him. You didn't go to him for nothing.
What would you call a person that you could go to? Do you have a term for that?
Well, now you go to a person that you care and love and think he will. Or you go to him for a favor. That man come you a favor. That's what you call a good man.
Okay.
And he's honest. He try to help you. If he see you done need tight, something like that, express it out to say something like this. What if you was in jail? Now you gonna call him a man you got family in there, won't you? Come get you out, wouldn't you? And put in jail, he can't help you himself, you know. The man on the outside got to help you. Don't you be in jail till your trial comes and then go to chain gang. See what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. A man, I get out now. I've been in jail. I call on these white men around here. Good Lord, they look like rage and try to come get me. Young white men, they've been still white women come get me out of jail. That's right. Just well put in cash that in this world if you want accommodation. You got to go right among people if you want somebody to help you when you get in the tie. I was up there, you know, he was in jail one night, and there wasn't no more drunk in there, I was dead sitting down there. A little city police just grabbed me in and put and locked me up, you know. So right, I have to call Miss Alpha Ewan out here, a white lady. And she answered the phone and said, "There's that old Cap Wood up here in jail. He wants you to come get him." He said, "Johnny, just wait then. If that way, that's where she met, I'd be there." And this bitch, she rolled up there. Come turn out. She's gonna carry me home. Hey, what's your old lady? She was said, "Drunk." He said, "She didn't know he wasn't drunk either." Said, "Well, he cut." She said, "No, thing." He said, "I ain't know no one cut." Which I know them cutting was about twice in my life. That little fellow took a lie right there on me. And they took that job away from him. That's right.
Quite an interesting story.